Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm just kind of geeked out and excited.
Yeah, we'll see if you can get through this intro. You're so excited.
I'm sitting in an Airstream at Colonial Airstream in Lakewood, New Jersey, and we're about to interview Patrick Botticelli, and he's a master certified Airstream salesman. He's been with Colonial since 1997, and we're going to talk today about Airstream's reintroduction of the Caravelle.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, for folks out there that can buy one, I guess it's really exciting.
I think it's exciting even if you can't buy one.
No, it's exciting for us too because we just get to look at new Airstream eye candy, which is always a fun experience.
So before we start talking to Patrick and get all the details on the Caravelle, we need to say a quick thank you to the sponsor of this episode, to Go Power, powering off-grid adventures since 1996. Go to gpelectric.com to size a power system for your RV adventures.
Welcome to the show, Patrick. It's so great to have you. And I know that you are so busy today. There are people all over this dealership, but you took a couple of minutes to stop and talk to us. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me onto the show. I bumped into you guys several times, RV shows locally, local coffee shop, and we talked about this, but we're making it happen.
We share a local coffee shop with Patrick Botticelli.
Well, that's what people out there don't realize, is that New Jersey is the secret center of the RV universe, right? Everybody thinks it's Elkhart, but...
There's a lot of great things that happen in New Jersey.
Well, speaking of great things, I mean, we're saying Colonial Airstream, and there may not be people out there that understand that this dealer has a big time claim to fame. I mean, you guys are the number one Airstream dealer, right?
It's a lot of hard work. We were able to achieve it for 13 years, and we're very proud of that. We saw a lot of Airstreams of people all over the country, all over the world. We got a big following on Facebook and YouTube. So we have a YouTube channel with a lot of followers and a lot of videos. So it's a lot of fun. I like getting out there and showing the product. I'm very proud of what Airstream does. I'm very proud of what Colonial Airstream does for the RV business.
Well, I think you should be, because you take something that a lot of people don't understand is at the heart of people's RV journey, which is education, right? And you don't just try to sell Airstreams. You really try to educate people.
And
we
Patrick's
appreciate that.
Downplaying his YouTube rock star status just a little bit at the moment. So if you're not naturally a YouTuber, we will link to Colonial Airstream's YouTube channel. And, you know, Patrick's the man when it comes to doing these types of Airstream videos. And I'm kind of gushing with pride that the number one Airstream dealer in the world is right up the road from my house.
No,
it's like bringing me some Jersey pride right now.
I mean, like I said, no knocks on New Jersey.
Any history about Colonial? How long has the dealership been around?
We've been a dealership here in Lakewood, New Jersey since 1995. And we specialized in high-end tow vehicles and conversion vans and specialty type vehicles. And we got into the Airstreams in 2002. And we started off with six Airstreams. We had six trailers in the back. We didn't have a service shop that could fit the Airstreams inside. And we said, well, you know, we're going to give it our best shot. And we immediately sold all six of those Airstreams. And we said, well, let's order 12.
And you were here, right, for this whole story?
I was here.
You were here.
I was here for it. And, you know, it kept multiplying and doubling. And before we know it, we had to take a fence down and pave the lot a little bit wider, hire more technicians, build a service building. We have multiple properties all throughout Lakewood, and we're busting at the seams.
You really are.
Literally. Stephanie and I didn't know where to park this morning.
No.
And we both actually drove past the dealership and had to come back, because there are Airstreams, like, up to the edge of Route 88.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you know how many units are on this lot right now?
We have about 225 between new, used, service customers. Right. You know, we're pretty loaded here.
So tell, you guys are moving to a new facility. Tell us whatever you can tell us about that, this big move.
We're very excited about it. Something we've been planning for several years. We knew quickly that our town was growing out of us, and we were growing out of our town. There's no more room here for our expansion.
You're surrounded on
Welcome
all sides.
Welcome to the Jersey Shore.
So, you know, people get confused when they pull into Route 88 and they see Airstreams down the street, and they think, is that the dealership? No, it says it's down here. So we have products scattered all over, and even in Industrial Park. So it would be nice to have everything under one roof. Mm-hmm. Our new dealership is just over 50,000 square foot. We're going to have an indoor showroom with multiple Airstreams, and we're also a Winnebago dealer, so we have some Winnebago motorhomes that we're going to have inside. But it's going to be an Airstream branded dealership, and we're very proud of that. Airstream has a select group of dealerships throughout the country that are Airstream branded dealerships, and we're going to have multiple service bays, and it's going to be state-of-the-art building, and will allow us to you can see how our employees, too, are a little bit on top of each other inside. We're going to have
you're going to get a little more elbow room.
Yeah, a little bit more elbow room, a break room. And
larger parts and accessories.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful parts and accessory department that we were designing. So it's all good.
And we're plenty of room for you to film your videos.
Plenty of room.
You'll plenty be able to do it. That's great.
And then we're going to look to get into other things as we get to the property. A little bit more on the service end, things that we're not capable of doing right now because of space limitations. So
and tap into some of the needs for RV owners in this region, really.
Well, restoration's a big thing. And, you know, woodworking shop and upholstery shop, those are things that we don't have here that we want to eventually get into. I recently renovated my own Airstream, and I did my own carpentry and upholstery work at home. And I love it. I love doing that type of work, and I learned it all. I learned it by watching YouTube.
Yeah.
And it would be nice to have that on the dealership level as well.
Now, like you said, we had been talking about getting out here and doing some content with you for a long time as we bump into each other at the coffee shop or at the Hershey Show. But what really got us out here, we said, okay, we've got to go out there this week, is that, you know, Airstream kind of, it's a little bit of a big deal. They have brought back the Bambi and the Caravelle. And a lot of people may have heard a little bit about this, but why don't you just walk people through, like, why is this such a big deal and why the relaunch?
Well, the relaunch is, for one, to simplify our current offerings. There was a little bit of confusion why there would be a Sport Bambi, and it came in a 16 and a 22, and then a Flying Cloud Bambi that was 19 and 20. But the Flying Cloud was quite a bit more money, but it was a smaller trailer than a 22. Why was it so much less money? And Airstream likes to recycle names. Airstream's been around since 1931. Our founder, Wally Byam, developed the Airstream Travel Trailer and developed a big following because he developed WBCCI, the Wally Byam Caravan Club International. And people would buy an Airstream and say, well, what do I do with it? He said, well, come with us. We're going to go to Africa. We're going to do on a caravan tour.
And I've actually watched that video.
Can you find them at YouTube?
It's buried on YouTube, but I have watched. It's like an hour-long show of these people.
That's crazy stuff.
It's crazy. They take their Airstreams over to Africa and drive across the continent.
So he created this whole thing like, hey, if you buy it, we'll show you what to do with it. And throughout the years, different products were brought onto the market for his Airstream ownership group. And one of them was the Bambi. In 1961, he developed the Bambi. It was an ultralight travel trailer, very, very simple design. It is a true icon today. That is like the holy grail of Airstreams that people look for, the 61-62 Bambi. And then the Caravelle was introduced, a little bit longer trailer, a little bit higher feature level. And they had those all throughout the 60s. And up until about early 1970s, I actually personally owned a Caravelle. I had a 1968 17-foot gorgeous trailer. I had a front dinette that folded down to sleep two. I had a gaucho couch on the side that's folded out to sleep two, and a rear bathroom. And in the 70s, Beatrice Foods owned Airstream. It was from 1969 to about 1980. And they redeveloped the Airstream, redesigned some aspects, and came up with new names. So the Caravelle kind of put on hold. In 1981, Thor Industries was created to buy Airstream and save Airstream. Beatrice Foods had major financial problems, and they're about to close up shop. And a group of investors got together and created Thor Industries, and that's what saved Airstream. And the Caravelle was relaunched, but it was spelled completely different.
Okay.
You know what's funny?
There's an extra L and an E on
the end. That an error?
No, it's just this is the new generation.
Okay. I love
it's
that,
like spelling light, L-I-T.
I love that Patrick knows this history, and this is part of why I was so excited to get him on the show, because like we talk about this stuff at the coffee shop. And it's interesting because really Airstream kind of made Thor. I mean, if you think about it, over the long term of the last 25 or 30 years, I mean, that initial purchase of Airstream is really the business decision that allowed Thor to then eventually buy all of these other companies.
It's one of the biggest misconceptions. People call and say, oh, I heard Thor bought Airstream.
Thor bought Airstream,
it's
right.
Like, yeah, they bought them in 1981. And they're like, really? I thought it was last
week. It's business
as
usual.
So they don't know that. And what happened after Thor Industries bought Airstream, they redesigned the Airstream. They made it a little bit higher quality than what the 1970s trailers were, but produced a lot less. Airstream was manufacturing about 5,000 trailers. 1976 was their big year, about 5,000 trailers. Throughout the 80s, Airstream was manufacturing about 600 to 800 trailers a year. And mostly, most of them are large.
Wow, that's so much lower than I would have guessed. Yeah. I never realized that.
So most of them are large, 25-foot to 34-foot, and that was kind of the thing until 1998. 1998, Airstream decided to relaunch the Bambi. And the Bambi was relaunched to be a very simple, lightweight travel trailer to be towed by an SUV. SUV they picked, everybody knows, the Ford Explorer from the 1990s. Well, that was the vehicle, and Jeep Grand Cherokee is what the Bambi was designed for. There was so much in that name Bambi that people remember from the 1960s that it didn't matter what model it was. They wanted a Bambi. It didn't matter what floor plan. They loved that name, that connection with Airstream and small. And throughout the years, the Bambi became so popular that there was multiple model lines introduced in the Bambi. We had International, we had Flying Cloud, we had Signature, Serenity, Ocean Breeze, Quicksilver.
Oh, so all of those other lines had a Bambi model.
It sounds a little bit like they're just like slapping the name on it to some degree because it's such an iconic name.
It eventually wound up being a nickname associated with the one-axle trailer. And that's how it's been for the last 10 years. So any trailer that had one axle that was a traditional style, not the Nest, not the Basecamp, was nicknamed a Bambi. But for 2020, Airstream said, you know what, we could redevelop the Bambi line and replace the Sport nameplate. And it was a Sport Bambi. It came in a 16RB for rear bedroom and a 22FB for front bedroom. And we could come out with a complete line. So they retired the Flying Cloud 19CB corner bed Bambi and the Flying Cloud 22FB front bedroom Bambi and brought them down to the Bambi line, just a Bambi. So it's the equipment level that our previous model year Sport would have been. And then they said, well, we're going to make a Caravelle version. So repeating floor plans, we have the 16RB, 19CB, 22FB, and 20FB in the Caravelle line. And what separates the two is a feature level. So styling's quite different. Layout's identical. Tank sizes are, you know, the same. But there's a feature level difference. And what's exciting about the Caravelle for the $12,000 difference in price is it has all the goodies and things that would weigh a little bit more that the Bambi doesn't have for the buyer that's looking for a little bit extra. And our buyer now, when I first got involved with Airstream in 2002, our average age of our customer was 68 years old.
Wow.
So we had trailers with tape decks in them just to support our clientele that expected a tape deck in there. And I could admit, we were a little bit behind the times. We were catering towards that buyer. They were buying their next or their last Airstream. But Airstream wasn't looking to the future. And they did when Dickie Regal, our old CEO of Airstream, got involved. He brought in a designer, Christopher C. Deem, that said, I'll take the Airstream. Let me do some cool things with it. And let me know what you think. And he came out with a trailer called a 22CCD. And it featured an all-aluminum interior shell for the first time. And laminates and plywood instead of raised oak cabinets and headliners and carpeting. And it was very clean and simple. Mm-hmm. And that was so popular that it took over the whole entire model line. So everything today has exposed aluminum interior skin. And everything
and
is simple.
And we're sitting in that right now.
When they walk in.
It's almost like they always thought it did. And they would go inside and be like, oh, It's got a headliner.
Some of the older Airstreams we've been in are quite a bit darker. I mean, the Airstream we're sitting in right now is light and beautiful and airy and sleek. So, it's look, we're going to get into some of the specifics on the Caravelle, and we'll dive into the specs.
The goodies, as but Patrick first, said, what we, the goodies are.
We have a sponsored message from our friends at GoPower. And if you're going to buy an Airstream at that point, you got to get the solar.
You got to get the solar.
I mean, you spent all the money on the Airstream. Know, the solar is like, whatever.
So solar really has completely changed the way that we camp. And if you're thinking about getting a solar power system for your RV, you may be really overwhelmed by all the information out there because, quite frankly, a lot of the solar educational content is, it seems like it's written in a different language.
Jargony.
It's not the language that I was raised speaking. So we're really thrilled that GoPower has committed. They've doubled down on the education aspect of what they do. They want consumers to understand the systems and to get the perfect match for their way of camping.
And even when you visit their website, you can. There's just a lot of tools to help you pick the solar system that's right for you at the price point that's right for you.
Now, I'm thrilled that they just released the GoPower RV Solar Reference Guide. And this is a 20-page, completely free ebook. And you can go, it's like one of those long URLs. I'll say it, but I'll link to it in the show notes, right?
It's a future classic.
I know. I go, give me a short redirect, but they haven't yet. So get.gpelectric.com/RVEducation-ebook-2019. Okay, but I'll link to it in the show notes. And really, they go through every single basic in that ebook. Like, I learned that there are three different types of solar panels
out
there.
So can you teach me, Stephanie?
I can. All right, so there's amorphous, monocrystalline, and polycrystalline. And what I like about the ebook is that it breaks down what each one is, the differences, but it also talks about where you're going to get the most value for your money and what the, you know, pros and cons of each type are. So I learn a new thing every time I open up that ebook. Go download it, learn something new, and size a power system for yourself. Go to gpelectric.com to learn more about GoPower Solar.
And we'll have Mark from GoPower back on the show this summer to talk about some very portable solar
kits.
Yes,
soon, in the next couple of weeks.
Not everybody needs 700 pounds of solar like we have. All right, Patrick, welcome back to the show. We could talk all day. This is like fascinating to me. I love the history.
But people have jobs. And they have to end their workout right now. So
let's really zone in on the Caravelle now and the specs. So it's a higher trim level than the Bambi. Are they also all wider?
So what they did was the 16, 19, and 20 last year were all 8 foot wide, but the 22 was 7 foot 4.5. So it was an extra narrow body. That's our European shell. Airstream, to streamline production, they made that trailer wide, narrow. They call it a narrow body instead of ultra narrow body. That's 8 foot wide. So now they're all the same. And it really opened up the floor plan, allowed them to have a larger aisle. A lot of people travel with pets, and that was a big thing, is stepping over to pet going down the aisle. So an extra few inches really did open it up. The 16 RB Caravelle is our smallest one. And one of the big things, what people are going to love so much about that trailer, it's one of the only small trailers that we have that features a front and rear panoramic window.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you're in there, you're just surrounded. You can see everything.
You're in nature, basically.
Yeah. And that's what I love about our toy hauler. See, the toy hauler wraps me in because I can open everything up, open that back garage, and I feel like I have all the amenities of an RV, but I can see the outside.
And that is like the secret superpower of Airstream. It's one of them, because so many travel trailers on the market, your more traditional travel trailers, are just very dark inside. And that's something we've really noticed over the years. One of the reasons we went to a toy hauler, but when you come into an Airstream, you really often do feel like you have this 360-degree view of whatever beautiful campsite you're at.
Now, a lot of our listeners are going to be wondering what the weight range is, right, of the Caravelles, because they're thinking, can I tow this with something that I have in my driveway? So what is the range here?
Airstream was mindful when they developed Bambi and Caravelle lines to recognize that most families have an SUV already, right? So a mid-sized SUV, most of them can tow between 5,000 and 6,000 pounds. So all the trailers are within that range. The lightest one being the 16RB Caravelle, that's 4,300 pounds. That's a gross weight. Dry weight of 3,200 pounds.
Oh, okay.
1,100
dry.
And how nice is that Patrick is giving us a gross weight, which most salespeople, let's be honest, won't do because they want to give a lower number that makes everybody go, I can tow that.
I've seen the industry has shifted to the unloaded vehicle weight rating. Airstream gives you both. And, and what's nice about knowing both, you'll know what your net carrying capacity is. It's 1,100 pounds of cargo water you can put inside.
That's
great.
For a small
trailer.
That is a good amount of cargo.
So people also, not only the water, but the people that want to bring their bikes and their things like that, you know, or a kayak or something.
Or some solar panels
and
batteries.
They need cargo carrying capacity for that. Yeah, so that's important to have.
And then our heaviest trailers are the 22FB has a dry weight of 4,000 pounds and a gross weight of 5,000.
So they really did keep these light. Yeah. I mean, this is not, you do not need a half ton. To be shopping for these.
Right. And two, with it being, they're all single axle, right? So
they're all single axle.
So being that they're, and they're shorter, so they're going to be towed, they can be towed by something more like a Tahoe or something like that.
Most people that want to get into the RV, they don't want to go out and buy a separate vehicle just to tow their trailer. They want to buy a trailer they could tow with their existing tow vehicle. You know what? And they really love the lifestyle and their commitment to the lifestyle changes and inspires them to go out and do more. Maybe they'll buy a larger tow vehicle next time around and they could buy the bigger trailer later. Airstreams have such a great resale value that people could trade them in and move up, and they're not really getting hurt. They don't feel stuck with the product.
Which is not true of many RVs. But also, this is so smart, too, because, you know, if you have to buy a pickup truck and you're looking for an Airstream, you know, you're just talking about such a large amount of money, where keeping something this light and allowing somebody to use the SUV they already have might make this price point approachable.
Well, we
for
keep
people.
Saying price, and Patrick did allude to the price that's higher than the Bambi, but can you give us an MSRP range?
So base MSRP in a 16RB Caravelle, $60,900. And between the 1920 and 22, they go up $3,000 as you go up in size.
Okay.
MSRP. And then the Bambi equivalents would be $12,000 less.
On each one, just like
each one of them.
Okay.
So it's very easy pricing.
So let's talk. What do you get for that $12,000 in the Caravelle? I mean, what are some of the features that go into all four of
you
those
get
four plans?
About 100 additional features and amenities. So you're getting electric hitch jack. You're getting heavy-duty rock guards in the front, aluminum Thule step instead of a steel, screen door guards, double taillights in the rear, a rear bumper with rear bumper storage. On the 16-foot, you get the rear panoramic window, but on the Bambi, it's just a rectangle window in the back.
That's a big deal right there.
Windows.
That's a couple grand for me, right? That's worth
the biggest
grand.
Deal, it winds up being the ducted air conditioning system. So the Bambis all have central air. The Caravelles have the ducted air, so it's a quiet stream system, so it reduces noise level greatly.
Big deal.
That's one of the biggest things. And then you get some of the finishes, the styling on the interior, a little bit more designer. You get cooktop ventilation on the Caravelle. The Bambi will use the 14x14 fan in the galley. It'll be a standard fan. The Caravelle will get you the rain sensor, motorized lid, and a variable speed control. Also, you get ultra fabrics versus cloth on a Bambi. So there's about 100. I have a whole list of all
really,
stuff.
Like
a
really, great, it's upgrades.
Sounds like a good value.
So
there.
It's upgrades from, you know, tip top to, like, I mean, just bottom to top. Everything is upgraded.
Yeah, and it does add a little bit of weight. So there is a little bit of weight difference between a Caravelle and a Bambi by several hundred pounds because of those extra items. You know, they do add, you know, if you were to throw them all on a tarp and try to lift up that tarp, all those extra features would be several hundred pounds.
Well, this is such great news for everybody that's looking for new Airstream eye candy, that there are the Bambi line now and the Caravelle line kind of streamlined, right? Unconfused now.
And
brought back.
The pricing's not confusing.
No, the pricing's not confusing.
It's really not.
So we are so excited that we got to just chat a little bit about this new line. We have links to all of Patrick's videos in the show notes for this episode over at rvfta.com. And we'll just embed them right there so you can see his walkthroughs. And we'll also put links to all of your other, like your YouTube channel and everything. But why don't you just tell everybody before we go, where can they find you on social media so they can follow all your great Airstream content?
So we have a YouTube channel. It's just Colonial Airstream. We've got about 40,000 subscribers, but that's growing every day. 21 million views, total channel views. And we have a great Facebook page. It's the name of our dealership, Colonial Airstream. I had such a big following, I separated. I put up my own Facebook page for the dealership. I'm Colonial Patrick.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of private messages from customers on my own.
And none of the other guys want to deal with your private messages
on
Facebook.
The marketing,
leave us alone.
Certain messages my customers send me that I like to be able to get to it right away.
Right, yeah.
See what's going on.
All right, so Colonial Patrick. They can find you
Colonial
on Facebook.
Patrick.
Good. And everybody wants to go and follow you on YouTube and then read more about the floor plans and everything over at rvfta.com in this post.
Patrick Botticelli, thank you so much. I want to end with one last question because I know you love Airstream. You live and breathe Airstream. What is it that you love about this brand so much?
I love about the Airstream travel trailers. They tow so well. Most of the times, if you were to tow another style travel trailer, it's a little bit of a chore. It might get affected by crosswinds. It's tall, so for state national parks, you got to be mindful about trees hanging down. The Airstreams are such a low center of gravity. Got a rubber torsion axle system. Caravelle series and up, they have never lube hubs. So there's no bearing maintenance. But the fuel economy, most of the travel trailers, you're going to lose about 50% of your fuel economy towing. Because Airstreams are so streamlined, it's about a 30% reduction. And the frequency repair are so much less because it's all plywood with laminate on the inside. There's no particle board. There's no sticker wrap. Heated tanks and closed underbelly. So you could use it. And you could extend your season quite a bit. So for people to make that investment, and they're only able to use it a certain months out of the year, they could extend that season and really justify their purchase. And I love the resale. You know, these, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's lives changes, situations
yes.
change. People trade up, they trade down, but the resale's there, and they're able to move on with life and not feel like they took a tremendous loss.
That's such a great point.
The
it's
styling.
So true that people want to find their forever trailer, but there's just no such thing. Like, we're all changing our lifestyles always, and it's nice to be able to move into an RV that fits.
Huge thank you to Patrick Botticelli's master certified Airstream salesman at Colonial Airstream. If you want to buy an Airstream, I don't care where you live in America.
No, you got to come to Patrick.
You got to give Patrick a call. And thank you so much. And we really hope to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Patrick.
I'm really looking forward to coming back on the show. And thanks for inviting me today.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.